From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We are playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Mo Rocca, and Adam Felber. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill consults with Secretary of Energy Limerick Perry. In our listener Limerick Challenge game, if you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Mo, this week, doctors in California are treating several people who believe the way to safely watch the solar eclipse last week was to do what?
To squint, probably. No. They thought it would be, they thought they could watch it through like a colander. I tried to do that.
Did you really?
No. I actually got on a plane from New York to Los Angeles, and I looked at the path of totality and my flight path, and I was so excited, and I thought I was going to fly right into the eclipse and go into like a parallel universe
or
something.
You were tweeting about this, yeah.
I was really, really excited. And when I showed up at the airport, I said to the flight attendant, "This is so exciting." And she said, "Why?" And I said, "Because we're going to fly right into the eclipse." And she said, well, keep your shade down then. And she just sort of scolded me. It wasn't fun at all about it.
Really? Did you actually fly through the total eclipse?
Very, very close. We took off too early, so it became very dusk-like.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, we'll look at through a colander, through a jar of jelly.
No. In this case, I'll give you a hint. The SPF stood for stupid effort.
SPF. So people rub suntan lotion on their eyeballs.
That's exactly what they did.
Whoa!
Rubbing suntan lotion on their eyeballs not protect them from the brightness of looking directly at the sun, the sunscreen caused irritation to their eyes.
You think?
And they didn't even get that sexy eye tan that everybody wants. So an urgent care clinic in Redding, California reported at least three patients showed up in pain after trying this. They said these people now realize their error, and for the next eclipse in a few years, they'll do the smart thing and rub the sunscreen directly on their glasses.
That'll work.
Adam, this week, a blog finally addressed a little-discussed challenge of child-rearing, publishing a guide for fathers to help them keep what safe from their children?
Their stash.
Not quite.
Their...
Something very valuable to them. Somebody replaceable. They're jewels, you might say.
Oh, God.
They're gonads.
Yes, exactly right.
You know what? I am absolutely in favor. I can give them a lot of advice.
All fathers of small children are like, yes, where do I find that? This is about those chest-mounted baby carriers like baby Bjorns. They're cute, right, seeing a kid there. But every new father knows that your baby's legs hang at just the right height to threaten your own little baby Bjalls.
Repeatedly.
So this week, the Life Hacker blog published a guide to protect your precious parts from the flailing limbs of your children. Before this, the only solace you had was knowing that one swift kick would prevent you from having any more kids to torment you. So they suggest putting an arm over their legs, that makes sense, right? Putting the kid in your back, or seriously, wearing a protective cup.
Okay, all right. I understand if you're talking about toddlers, but we're talking about very small children in these, right?
Well, very small babies whose legs are just the right length to swing back and forth.
No, I understand that. But even if they swing, can they really get sort of the...
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Trust me on this.
That hard.
No, we are very grateful for this because it's important to address the real victims of child raising, dads, not the lucky moms, because no baby does anything painful to their genitals ever.
That is just one time, though.
It is.
I think you should say that to your wife repeatedly.
I know.
It was just one time. No big deal.
Yeah.
I'm going to not do that.